and jump.
Like, it's a green day. Green.
I have green.
He has green. He has Christmas pants.
Yeah, our Christmas pants.
But you're,
what's up, guys? It's the author's redhead.
So we make a color together.
Yeah.
Oh, LB has green on.
Yeah.
Green.
What's up, guys? It's the awkward dreadhead and
Michaela's here.
Damn.
Hello. Chelsea.
Hey.
Why is LB drooling like that?
Because he's.
What's the food?
Because he's a baby.
Oh, okay, okay. That's fair. That's fair. We got Michaela in the house.
Hello again.
She's gonna edit everything. Start over.
All right. What's up, guys? It's the Opera Dreadhead, and we have Chelsea.
Hey.
We have Michaela.
Michaela is here.
You know what, guys?
You know I've known what? This man I'll for how many
it.
Years?
I'll skip it. I'll skip it. Juliet. Jill's here.
That's also not
me. I just saw something. So one of our listeners sent us a thing called, it's a movement online called Decentering Men. So it is basically, well, I'm gonna let this woman kind of explain. I'm actually gonna play something and we're all gonna kind of listen to it. Okay. But giving a basis, it's like basically not putting men at the center of your life. I don't really know how women put men at the center of their lives.
Yeah, how do we get there?
Yeah, I don't know how we get there. But, you know, like that's basically, you know, what it is. So we're gonna listen to a video.
When they say to decenter, trust me when I say this, I know where the girls are coming from when they say to decenter men, and that men fuck corpses, and that you shouldn't put any value into what men think of you or how they treat you because they're dog shit most of the time. Okay? I get that and I understand it. The problem I have is as a straight heterosexual woman who's attracted to straight heterosexual men and would like to experience a romantic heterosexual relationship with a man but has never had the opportunity to do so, It makes it hard to really accomplish that. And on top of that, I am force-fed content on and offline on a daily basis, seeing women who are truly valued and treated well by the men in their lives. And that makes me physically ill some of the time. Like having content shoved down my throat of how some women are treated by the men in their lives and how valued they actually are, and knowing that no man in my life has ever actually liked me, like at all.
Alright.
This makes
you so sad.
I see a lot. Okay, so wait. Before we move into it, let's not grab at the low hanging fruit of she needs mental, you know, she needs to be, you know, go and take some type of mental leave or something like that. But let's not grab at that low hanging fruit.
She needs to get off social media.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so first,
so the way you explained it to me was not the same way that lady was explaining it. The decentering of men is basically when a man walks into a room, like, you're just supposed to not pay attention to him.
Well, I think that it's kind of like how people have different definitions for certain things, but it's kind of centered around it's, one particular
what's
thing.
What's the test when you watch a movie? If there's two women in conversation for longer than a certain amount of time talking about something that's not a man, and like most movies fail it.
No, I've never heard that.
It's the, oh God, what's the top?
Go ahead and finish them all.
Man.
Yeah, what's your take on decentering men and like the problem that she's having?
Where do I start? I think There's a lot of women that are already going from a negative standpoint when it comes to talking to men, that they sabotage themselves.
I will also say that when I went down a rabbit hole of kind of like looking at this, a lot of it is women who are kind of not attractive, and so it's hard for them to, I guess, get attention from men. So like that's kind of like another thing that has to do with it, maybe. Michaela, you found something. Go ahead.
Okay, so long story short, decentering men refers to women no longer giving men a central or crucial place in their lives and not prioritizing them.
Great. Yeah. I think that's great. So, like, you should...
Wait,
sorry.
Let her go ahead.
So it's like the Bechdel test. Have you heard of this?
Right? Yes, I've heard of the Bechdel
test. Okay, yeah. So the Bechdel test is basically decentralizing men, right? Is there 7 minutes, you know, where two female characters who have names can, like, be in a conversation about something other than a man, right? So decentralizing man is just basically making this, like, more of a thing in your life. Like, but I don't understand why men have to be the central of your life anyway. Like, if you're just living your life and being a person, you should have interests and activities and things in your life that are not a man.
Yeah. But the problem, that's where I go back to the problem as that a lot of these women who are saying this are not women who get attention from men. So I think what's happening is they're not experiencing attention from men whatsoever, and other women are, and it kind of makes them feel a certain way.
Are, you know, these same women going up to men, or are they expecting?
I mean, I'm assuming no.
Are they expecting?
Most women don't go up to men, so.
Especially a woman like this one we just heard. Like, I feel like her problem is every time she does bring up a man, it's constantly negative. And her experience is so negative that she's not going to go up to a man because she already has this impression that they're dog shit. And that's a problem. That's a huge problem. You can't expect to find a man if you already think the worst of them.
Yeah. You can't find a man who's going to value you.
You can't.
If you're looking for men in a negative light everywhere.
And like, I'm thinking...
Well, I don't know if she actually thinks men are like dog shit. I think she's watching content where it's saying...
No, she's watching content that's being, quote, shoved down her throat of men that are positive in other women's lives, is what she said, and that's making her emotionally upset a lot and ill, yes.
Physically ill to watch other people in happy relationships.
Also, just like, skip that video, girl. If you're on TikTok, make a new algorithm. Like,
It's hard when you face, like, a lot of rejection. Like, nobody likes it, and it is hard to, like, maintain a good attitude about it. But when you come across so negatively like that, it's like, you should be a person who's, like, happy. If these are your friends on social media, you should be happy that these things are happening to them. Like, even if you want that for yourself, like, just having such, like, a jealous heart about it is just not gonna put anyone wanting to, like... Like, if that's how you look at everything, no one's gonna want to deal with it.
When I found and started dating Jamal, like, I was in a place before that where I was like, oh man, I'm never gonna find anyone to love me, I've gone on all these shitty dates and blah blah blah, but I was like, you know what, F it, right? I don't need a man. I'm gonna make myself happy, and I'm gonna, like, do what I want to do, and if I find a man, then I can, and I guess I decentralized men in my life, immediately found someone who I now have a child with, like. But so, it wasn't like, I'm going to decentralize men. I just sort of thought, you know what? I can't be happy. Unless I can be happy by myself, I can't be happy with someone else. Like, someone else is going to make you happy.
But, okay.
How old was I?
Yeah, how old were y'all when y'all found each other?
Early 20s, right?
Early 20s. Like, isn't that like a...
Yeah!
Isn't that an early age to think, like, oh, I'm never going to find someone?
When you see all of your friends partnering up, getting engaged, getting married, no. Like, all of my friends had relationships in college. They all found a man right away afterwards. Everyone was getting engaged. Everyone was in a relationship 2-3 years in. I was like the single friend.
So, okay, so you're saying, okay, so I guess if that's the case, if and you were you feeling a certain way like when that was happening?
Yeah, and then I said, I'm not gonna, you can't, I can't compare myself to my friends. They're in these relationships, but like I have to be my own person. I'm not half of a whole. I'm a whole by myself. And when I find someone, they're not going to complete me. They're going to partner with me, and we're going to make something new.
I did not know women actually thought like that. I'm not even going to lie. I did not know women at an early, like early 20s thinking, oh, I need to be in a relationship.
That's with a lot of things, like ownership, having kids.
Yeah, have the whole biological clock thing. Like if I'm going to have kids, I'm going to need to date somebody, you know. Well, date, and then a few years get married, then a few years have kids. Like, so they start thinking about it. By, like, 22, 23, I should be dating the person I'm probably going to
marry. Wait, Bianca, would you call yourself single, or do you call yourself single?
I'll call myself single.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, do you feel that?
Do I feel the need to decenter?
Well, no. Do you feel like, oh, all my friends are in relationships?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I mean, that's how I felt before I met you. I was at a point where I kind of did the same thing, where all of my friends...
Right?
I loved it.
I liked it,
but... I want to be single. No, I'm playing. Go ahead.
You better start. But it was the same thing. Like, I don't think... I think decentering men could be an okay thing, because if you're getting your own validation from men, that's not a good way to live. So, like, to a point, like, I did this similar thing. I was like, okay, I need to just focus on myself. Let's get my career. Let's, like, get my life in order. You know, make myself happy. And then I'll find somebody. And then I also knew what I wanted, what I was looking for. But, yeah, all of my friends were married and having kids. And, like, yeah, getting homes. And I'm just living life.
But do women also feel a certain way because... men kind of are the ones who choose relationships, and like during the courtship, it's like you guys are in complete control. But then like when you guys are serious and want to get with someone, you guys do not have control of him deciding if he wants to be in a relationship with you or not. Does that make you guys feel like a certain way because the power dynamic shifts?
I never felt like I was in control until
ever. Yeah.
You know, until I started going out.
I did.
You know, with Jamal, because... And even then, I was only in control because I was... I don't know. It wasn't really... I don't know. It was a surprise.
Wait, are you saying that
I never felt in control. I never felt like, oh, I'm going to get this person to ask me out. Like, it was always up to someone else, you know? And the only time I felt in control was when I was like, yeah, this is going to be fun. I'm going to go out with this guy because it's going to be fun and we're just going to have fun and see what happens. No pressure.
Well, I felt like I was always in control, to be completely honest with you, whether I was going to.
You just have that, like...
Yeah. You have that.
It's pressure. Like just your personality.
But, yeah. But like I will also say that a lot of men, like, I don't think men... Do men feel like that? I don't think men feel like that.
No, I think some men do. Guys that can't close the deal...
Oh, got you. Okay.
Probably feel that way.
I got you.
And because of that, that's probably the type of guy that chick is looking for, but she probably isn't attracted to those types of men. You know? You know what I'm saying? Like those are the men she's looking for, but when she looks at them, she's probably like, that guy isn't my type. Or if they try to talk to her, she's just like, get out of my face.
Well, first off, should girls stop doing that? I'm gonna ask Jamal and then now, but should girls stop being like, if you're a girl...
Picky? Being picky?
Yeah. If you're a girl and you're not really getting much attention from the guy that you quote-unquote like, the archetype, do you feel like the girl should stop being picky and actually like settle for the guy that's on their level versus trying to like go above their league?
If she's driving herself insane like that fucking lady, yes. For sure.
I wouldn't say settle. I would say you should change what you're looking for. You should give people a chance that are not your ideal. Because you might not even know your type. Like, I thought I knew my type.
I think you told us your type once, and it looked nothing like Jamal.
Nothing like Jamal.
Okay, I'm going to get the last word to...
But I know, he's sitting
there. Got it. I'm going to get the last word to Michaela.
On what?
Go ahead, Chelsea.
I think so. After thinking more about like the video, I do agree. I think you were the one who said that I think the people who are like so focused on that are the people not in relationships. Or because when the video started, I was like thinking to myself, like, how could I not center everything around a man? Like, I literally like have this whole person that I take care of and like think about all the time. And so,
but I think she was talking about like being single.
Yeah.
Being single and centering. I don't even understand how women do that. Honestly, I don't understand how women put men in the center and they're single. I just don't get it.
Because they get their validation from men, the attention they get from men. Like, cause like when they're going after a certain type of guy, it's usually a guy who has a pick of things. So, like, if you're picked, it's like, you're the best. You know what I mean? Like, you're deserving of that.
Go ahead, Jamal.
What? I feel like that's how a lot of girls think. Like, if, like, they get the dates they want, they're like, it's like, okay, well, obviously, like, I'm the most attractive. I'm this. Like, whatever.
What's funny about that is both sexes feel that way about each other. Yeah. Like, men are like, oh, man, it must be so easy. Women have their pick because you know, men are always trying to get some pussy. So like, and then women are like, oh man, it must be easy to just, you know, get any woman, you know? So it's funny because from the perspective, they both think that the grass is greener.
On the other side. Yeah. Okay. All right. That was an interesting conversation because I still am a bit confused how women just center men, you know, when they're single. Even though like they're looking for validation, it just seems like, why aren't you just going about your life as a, you know, like why are you centering like a man?
But I think that when you're single, you get into a headspace, right? Where you're like, I'm not good enough. All of that stuff, so that like, and that's why you're not finding anyone, because you're putting out this like needy, desperate thing.
She might be right.
Right?
She might be right, actually.
You know, so like, yeah, decenter men in your lives. Do what makes you happy. Be a person on your own, right? And then you'll find someone. Someone will find you and be attracted to that confidence that you have.
Also,
I agree.
Go ahead, Bianca.
Yeah, so it is hard being single, and just to go back on what she said, like, I could definitely understand your frustration, because on one side, being single, it is very peaceful. It's very, you can do whatever you want. You control your own energy. But at the same time, there's this sense of loneliness that you get. It's very like deep, and I feel like that's kind of like the foundation of where this decentering is coming from. So yeah, absolutely, go ahead and focus on yourself, and that's what I'm trying to do as well. Just I want to focus on myself, focus on my career, making sure that I feel as happy as possible, and then after that I'll know that, you know, I'll be ready to go ahead and, you know, date, or a man might go ahead and try to find me. I just know.
Isn't it more of just accepting that, you know, not everybody is going to be your cup of tea?
That's true, too.
You know? Also, too, I do want to say, like, talking about decentering men is centering men. I'm just going to throw that out there. But, you know, if you want to decenter men and don't want to make them the center of shit, don't make videos and put them on TikTok. All right. Thank you, guys. We're going to come back with a dating podcast that has some really spicy shit. So you guys take
it. Damn. Ooh.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Are we ready?
What's up, guys? It's the Awkward Dreadhead, and...
We were not ready.
We have Bianca dancing. We have Jessica.
Hello.
We have Jamal.
What's up?
Chelsea's here.
Hey.
Michaela's here.
Yeah, one more time to say my name wrong. One more time. I'll give you one more chance.
I can't even remember like, that. I can't even remember like that. It's, I need to say it like that.
You guys, my name is Michaela. I am here.
Michaela is here.
All right, we're still doing a dating podcast, guys. Go ahead, Jessica.
All right, is this okay? Is a wife obligated to have sex with her husband?
Yes.
Yes.
Here's a question for the ladies.
No.
Oh, it's a different one.
Yeah.
Sent me three. One. Yeah. Okay.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right.
Sure.
Yeah. Yes, she is. If I'm obligated to protect you and provide for you, you need to spread that thing.
Oh.
You are both obligated. If you get married, you have an obligation to please each other.
Yes.
Yeah.
On the regular.
Unless she has that, is a stink down there, then you have a conversation.
Nah, yeah, find a way.
Bring her to the gynecologist,
yes.
Sir.
Yes.
Douche.
No. Oh, dude, no.
All right.
So, yeah, both directions.
But
don't say it like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I was like, wait, what?
That's not,
no, I'm
it's not
like,
the way to say
the
that.
The man and the wife and the wife and the man.
All right, next
you're
Jessica.
Just digging a hole.
Next Jessica.
I don't know what I'm saying. Yeah, was that funny, buddy? All right. Here's a question for the ladies. If manipulation is wrong when it comes to fucking, how as a guy am I supposed to get laid? Isn't dating just manipulation?
That's a horrible
Dude,
way to look at it.
You're no. reading into it. You're reading into
you're,
it way too much.
You're also just dating wrong, I would assume.
Very wrong. Oh my goodness.
Wait, I mean, is just wanting to fuck?
The answer is yes, but that's not how we work as a society. Like, sure, it's manipulation, but there's manipulation on both sides, so it really shouldn't be called manipulation because we're all kind of playing a game to find what the other person likes.
Yeah, I agree with you.
That's why, like, I feel like people that are uncomfortable, like, dating people and meeting people at bars just need to... what's that shit like in 40-Year-Old Virgin where he like tells him to pretend he's like...
Oh, just so you play... Yeah, just so you basically fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
Fake it till you make it.
Well, fail, and then try again.
Yeah.
And make sure you have a trunk big enough for a bicycle.
Why?
Because yeah. What if they rode a bicycle to the bar?
Did you not see the movie?
Oh, okay. You're referencing 4 years ago. Got it.
Hope all you right. got a big
I
trunk.
I was making a joke.
Because I'm putting my bike in it.
All right, next, Jessica.
I used to date this guy, and after a while, we broke up. We started talking again, and he told me he's seeing someone, but it's only been a month. Would it be wrong if I slept with him?
No.
I mean, it depends on if he's seeing someone and they're exclusive.
Exclusive in a month?
I mean, have a conversation? I used to date a guy, and then we broke up. We started talking again, and he told me that he is seeing someone, but they've only been together for a month. Would it be wrong if I slept with him?
Okay, he's talking to you, so obviously it's not exclusive.
Yeah, but it...
On his side, at least.
Yeah, I mean, I don't...
I say yes. It's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. If they're not exclusive, just because they're talking, yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't see anything wrong with that.
If they're not exclusive, it's not wrong.
It's
I mean,
free game. Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
Why would you think it's wrong? Like what?
Like if he's dating that person, like if he's like starting a relationship with this girl, I think it just depends on how serious their relationship is.
Yeah.
It's a month.
It's wrong if are trying to seduce him into it. But if you're just, like, talking again and start going out again and then you end up sleeping together, that's not wrong.
Let me ask you a question.
But if you're seducing him away from this woman, oh, bit.
You and Jamal have been talking for a month. When you first started talking within a month,
yeah.
Would you think it's okay to sleep with another guy?
In that first month, we weren't exclusive. We were just talking. We
okay, so so then yeah, so she so Jessica, the favorite, gave you the correct answer. You can sleep with him.
Yeah, if he's willing to do it and they're not exclusive, don't feel bad.
Yeah, if he's like, hey, I'm sorry, I can't talk with you or hang out with you because I'm dating someone, and it's been a month, then like that sounds to me like he wants to be with this other person.
Well, even if you didn't say whether you want to be in a relationship with them or not. You just said, you know, is it okay to sleep with them?
Look, just don't seduce them.
What's wrong with seducing? Okay. There's nothing wrong with seducing, I don't think. You know, if you want him, go get him.
If they're not exclusive, it's fair game.
All right. I sent you three. I'm gonna read one.
Yeah.
We already can't read that one. Let me see. Oh, we don't have any more.
Ready? I'm just gonna jump in then.
Go ahead. Find one. Go ahead.
Does it make sense for a feminist to look for equality in the workplace, but not socially?
Wait, what?
That's what it says.
Say it again?
Does it make sense for a feminist to look for equality in the workplace, but not socially?
Oh, got it. Okay, I see. So a guy buying a girl drinks, right? Versus going in the workplace and you know it being I see what
like
you're talking
equal
about.
Pay.
I don't think it makes sense, but I think that's how most modern day feminists operate.
There's like a lot of I used to be one of these. I'm not a feminist, but right?
Yeah,
I've seen that.
But like. And that's because feminist is, like, turned into a dirty word at some point, you know? But, like, yeah. I also think you should just bring your own fucking money everywhere you go.
That should be a t-shirt. Just Jessica, because Jessica constantly talks about bring your own fucking money, bitches.
Yeah, I don't think it's okay. I think that if you're a feminist, then you should be a feminist. Full circle.
Not just when it like benefits
you. Yeah, not just when it benefits you. Yeah.
Yeah, because that's why people talk shit about feminists. Yeah. You only want shit when it benefits you. So, yeah, after Jamal said that, I agree. I'm jumping on with Jamal. All right.
I also agree.
All right, next, Jessica, or unless you're busy.
No, okay, Charles. I can't seem to date anyone. Give me some advice. What can I do? I'm desperate.
Don't take our advice ever.
You call me my name?
Okay, Charles. Oh. I can't seem to date anyone. Give me advice. What can I do? I'm desperate.
We're all here.
Take anybody's advice here.
We're all here. Charles and
I still feel like we need more than that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Fake it till you make it.
Is it a woman? It's probably a man asking Charles for advice. Listen, well, who knows? It could be a lady.
Listen, don't date. Don't. If you're a dude, don't date. Just go and play the field.
Also, you've given enough advice over the time that you've had the podcast.
Just go back and listen to old episodes.
What are the bullet points? Meet at a coffee shop during the day. Don't go to dinner. Mm-hmm. Fake it till you make it.
Mm-hmm.
And
work out.
Bring your own
money. Yeah. If you're a female,
bring
the money that's gonna cover the food that you're eating or drinking,
mm-hmm.
and don't be a bitch.
There you go, simple as that.
Don't be a bitch.
You know what I mean? Jews up, hoes down. All right, next.
I'm dating a woman who once used to date a famous rapper. They dated years ago, but whenever he's in town. It could be 2 a.m, he'll call, and she'll get right up to go and see him. She's a good person, but this particular situation rubs me the wrong way. She said if I have a problem with it, I don't have to stay, but it doesn't matter what time it is, she'll go and see him if he calls.
Leave, dude.
Yeah.
Leave.
Don't stay.
Dude, you have no self-respect if you stay. Oh. Unless you're just hitting it and you're just like she's not serious, but obviously she's serious to you. Like, I know girls like that, and like, dude, like, you have no self-respect if you are actually dating a woman like that.
If she's dropping everything
at two in the morning,
that's no.
But he's a famous rapper, guys.
That's a woo girl.
That sounds like what's
that's like the girl for the Boondocks.
Yes.
I was like watching... Usher came.
Oh wow.
I was watching some interview. I can't remember the girl's name that used to date Lil Wayne.
Superhead.
Yeah, and she was talking about
her real name is Corinne Steffens.
Yeah.
Terrible nickname.
but that's basically how her interview went. She's like in this interview talking about like, oh yeah, whenever Wayne call, I'll always see him. I could be married. They just know that like.
Wait, they used to date?
I don't know if that's her name. I don't remember her name, but I was
watching but you're talking about Superhead. Yeah.
I was watching some like interview on TikTok and she's literally sitting there talking about like, well, whoever I enter a relationship just knows. Like he's always a part of it. Like if he calls and he's in town 3 a.m, like, whatever it is.
Is he like,
and, like she's like talking about
her like monetary shit or is it just to, like
yeah,
it's definitely care. Giving monetary shit. Like mm-hmm. if you're a female doing that, then you have no respect for yourself.
She clearly doesn't respect your relationship enough to stop it. So if she doesn't care and you don't like it, you gotta go. She's not gonna stop that.
Yeah,
shit.
Or just have sex with her. You know, like why would you date a woman like that? That's just weird.
Yeah, if because I mean you know she's fucking around. So yeah. If you're not. Fucking around when she's like, oh, I gotta go, then yeah, you.
It's right here. It's right there. There it is.
You gotta do something.
Yeah, bro, go, leave. It's pathetic. Abort. Yeah, abort mission. Abort mission. Jessica, were there any more?
I don't think so.
That was it?
That was all you said.
Okay. Dang, we did not have that many. You guys not send us a bunch of dating stuff. Or maybe I didn't switch stuff over.
You know what I'm bummed out about?
What?
We didn't get any weird holiday family stories.
Yeah.
We specifically requested that.
Yeah, we asked for the dirt, people. The family drama. We didn't get any of it.
Did they not have drama? The people who
maybe they, no, maybe they just have good people. Maybe they're good family.
They have shitty relationships, but good family.
Yeah, maybe. Possibly, yeah. Guys, thank you so much for listening, of course. We are, you know, Chelsea's doing weird stuff.
You didn't read any names.
Of the people?
Yeah.
We never do for dating podcasts. We only do it for comments.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, because the comments they have a section for that. I just copy and paste. I move it over. I'm not gonna do all that. You know. But yeah, thank you so much, guys. We appreciate you. We'll come back with another podcast in a couple of weeks or a month. Who knows? If you guys write in a bunch of stuff, then we'll come back faster. You know, but when you guys don't, we'll stay.
What's
away
next?
For
Valentine's
2 months.
Day.
Ooh,
gross.
Be a lot of
okay, so
gross.
Valentine's Day is coming up.
Tell us your dating horror stories.
Know, yeah, how'd it go? What are your plans?
Oh God,
did they succeed?
I feel like that's a bad idea. But hey, listen, if you guys want to send it in. You know where to send it in.
We need to
Redhead Pod, Gmail.
We need to promote Steak and Blowjob Day.
Day after or before Valentine's Day?
It's after.
It should be every day.
It
should be every day. In the shower, waking up, all in their mouth. Okay, thanks, guys. Have a great one.
Later.